fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our weekly Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. This week, we welcome, for the first time, from NBC10, John Clark and Shiel Kapadia. He's a bit of a regular here, from Birds 24/7. So, John, now that you're in the hot seat, first thing I want to ask you is, the Eagles have won four straight games overall, the last two at home. Are you a believer that this team can be a prime contender here in 2013?
I am a believer that they can be. I think it's still a difficult road for the playoffs, because if you look at the Eagles' schedules and the Cowboys' schedules, because the Cowboys hold that division tiebreaker, they're 4-0 in the division. They also hold the tiebreaker with the common opponents in the division. I'm a believer that they're a contender. I think it's going to be tough, though, for them to get in.
Shiel, you look at the last couple games, the Eagles have been able to get big leads early, and then the second half, the teams chip away, and it gets a little nerve-wracking at the end. Are you concerned?
They certainly got to figure out ways to close games. You know, now they did do it in Green Bay very well. They had that 9-minute drive right where they were running the football very effectively, so they got to get some of those things shored up. They have a good running game. I think they can be effective, but in terms of clock management and those things, they got to get those things shored up, because you don't want to lose one of these games by a field goal coming down the stretch. As John said, not a lot of margin for error.
So, head coach Chip Kelly said that Nick Foles will be a starting quarterback for the next 1,000 years. And, John, you're not even that cynical to believe that that would actually be true. But nonetheless, what do you think of him as the long-term solution here in Philadelphia? Has he proven himself to be more than just maybe a one-month or one-season wonder?
Yeah, and that was pretty funny, because even husbands and wives don't commit for 1,000 years, really. But you know what? I think he's won Chip Kelly over. I think the thing was, when Nick Foles was here and Michael Vick was asked to stay by Chip Kelly, Nick Foles was not Chip Kelly's guy. He was drafted by Andy Reid. So I think it took a little bit of winning him over, because Chip Kelly would obviously love to have a more mobile quarterback who is able to run the option plays. But I think Nick Foles has won him over, because one of the things that Chip Kelly said early on was repetitive accuracy. And that is what Nick Foles is really good at, accuracy. And I think his decision-making, when you compare it to last year, his decision-making is so much better, because he's accountable for what he does when he makes mistakes and he corrects them. So I think the guy with the best quarterback rating in the NFL has won all of us over. And I do think he's winning Chip over, because Chip is starting to chip away at the thing, hey, no, I'm not going to make any decisions. Now he's like, yeah, he's going to be here next year if he's healthy.
Certainly that's the case. Shiel, you've analyzed the tape. What has impressed you the most about Nick's performance this season?
Well, I think John mentioned the decision-making. Certainly that's impressive. But to me, it's the downfield throws, right? Because last year, they were not getting the ball downfield to DeSean Jackson, to the other playmakers. This year, he's been one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. I know protection has something to do with that. But to me, in this offense, when teams are going to key in on the running game, on the zone read, put extra guys in the box, you have to make them pay with plays downfield. Eagles have really done that with Foles this year.
All right, let's look forward to this Sunday's matchup against the Detroit Lions. John, the Eagles' defense has not allowed more than 21 points in 8 straight games. Is this defense legit? Can they keep it up against an offense that features the likes of Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson?
I think they can. I really do. The 21 points is key, because you know the offense is probably going to score more than that. And I think this Lions team, especially offensively, it almost reminds me of the Eagles team with Michael Vick the last couple years, where they're able to put up a ton of yards, but they're a little dangerous. They take a lot of risks with the football. Matthew Stafford, he's a little turnover prone as well, throwing interceptions. Only the Giants and Jets have more turnovers than the Lions. And that is what the Eagles defense has been feasting on the last couple weeks, getting turnovers. And with Nick Foles taking care of the football, they're not turning the ball over on offense. And I think that's going to be the key in this game, like it was in the Cardinals game.
Shiel, what's the key to slowing down Megatron?
I think you got to get pressure up front. I don't even think it's the secondary. The last 2 weeks, outside linebackers for the Eagles, 7 sacks. That's after this was a major problem early in the season. So I think if you can pressure Matthew Stafford, like John said, you really can create some turnovers, and that's going to be key, because you're not going to slow down Megatron the entire game with this secondary. You got to get those big plays.
Great stuff, guys. So for Shiel Kapadia, John Clark, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for checking out Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll be back with more analysis next week.